Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Kedushin, Daf Ein Zayin, the fourth parak, Asar Yochsin. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who've been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Bas Chal Zachar Pasul Min HaKohuna Le'olam. The daughter of a male Chalal is disqualified from Kohuna forever, meaning even many generations later. Yisrael Shanasa Chalala, but a Yisrael who married a Chalala, Bito Kesher Kohuna, his daughter, is fit for Kohuna. This distinction is based on the pasuk Oyechalal Zor Ba'amav, he shall not profane his offspring among his people from a Gezer Shava Ba'amav, from the prohibition for a Kohen to become Tameh from a corpse, which only applies to male Kohanim. The Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Dosa ben Yehuda, who says, Keshem Shebnei Yisrael Mikvah Taharal Chalalos, just as sons of Yisrael are like a purifying Mikvah to Chalalos, because their daughters are permitted to Kohanim. Kach Benois Yisrael Mikvah Taharal Chalalim, so to the daughters of Yisrael are like a purifying Mikvah to Chalalim, and their daughters are permitted to Kohanim. He darshans the above pasuk to teach, Ba'amachad Hudmecha, within one people, Achal Amerik Chalal, he profanes his children. B'shnei Amim Me'eno Mecha, but within two peoples, Achal Amerik Abbas Yisrael, he does not profane them. Point number two, a brisa teaches almana, 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 a kohen's relations with a widow, and a widow. Eino chayv ela achas. He's only chayv one set of malkas. Now this cannot mean relations with three different widows, because he would surely be chayv for all three. If he had relations three times with one almana and received a warning each time, he would receive malkas for each, as taught regarding a nazir who continuously drinks wine after multiple warnings. Rather, the case is a woman who is widowed from three different husbands, where you might have said that she's prohibited by three different titles of prohibition because each widowhood is a result from three different husbands. So the Braisa teaches us that separate physical entities are required for multiple malkas, and they're not in this case. The Braisa teaches that if a Kohen has relations with a woman who is an almana, a grusha, a chalala, and a zona, if these events occurred to her in the above order, he's chai for all four. Now this Tana holds that generally, ain iser chal al iser. A prohibition does not take effect upon another prohibition, but iser mosiv esle. He holds a more expansive prohibition does take effect. The Gemara explains how the above order is progressively more expansive. And pointing with you, Rav Papa asked Abaya, if a Yisrael had relations with his sister, does she become a chalala? Do we say a kal vachomer that since a woman becomes a chalala through relations of a mere love, meaning kahuna prohibitions, then certainly she would through relations punishable by karis, or do we say that she only becomes a chalala through a kahuna prohibition? He answered, ein chalala el miser kahuna. There is no chalala except as a result of kahuna prohibitions. This is derived from the extra word chalala written by a kohen gadol's prohibitions. Rav Ashi notes that if a kohen has relations with his sister, she becomes a zona, but not a chalala as above. Rav Ashi notes that if a kohen has relations with his sister, she becomes a zona, but not a chalala. If he has relations with her again, then she becomes a chalala, since she was a zona at the time of the second relations. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Bas Chalal Zachar Pesula Min HaKohuna Le'olam. The daughter of a male chalal is disqualified from kohuna forever, meaning even many generations later. Yisrael Shanasa Chalala, but a Yisrael who married a chalala, Bito Kesheru Kohuna, his daughter is fit for kohuna. This distinction is based on the pasuk Oyechalal Zor Ba'amav, he shall not profane his offspring among his people from a Gezer Shava Ba'amav, from the prohibition for a Kohen to become Tameh from a corpse, which only applies to male Kohanim. The Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Dosa ben Yehuda, who says, Keshem Shebnei Yisrael Mikvah Taharal Chalalos, just as sons of Yisrael are like a purifying Mikvah to Chalalos, because their daughters are permitted to Kohanim. Kach Benois Yisrael Mikvah Taharal Chalalim, so to the daughters of Yisrael are like a purifying Mikvah to Chalalim, and their daughters are permitted to Kohanim. He darshans the above pasuk to teach, Ba'amachad Hudmecha, within one people, Achal Amerik Chalala, he profanes his children. B'shnei Amim Me'eno Mecha, but within two peoples, Achal Amerik Abbas Yisrael, he does not profane them. Point number two, a brisa teaches almana, 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 a kohen's relations with a widow, and a widow. Eino chayv ela achas. He's only chayv one set of malkas. Now this cannot mean relations with three different widows, because he would surely be chayv for all three. If he had relations three times with one almana and received a warning each time, he would receive malkas for each, as taught regarding a nazir who continuously drinks wine after multiple warnings. Rather, the case is a woman who is widowed from three different husbands, where you might have said that she's prohibited by three different titles of prohibition because each widowhood is a result from three different husbands. So the Braisa teaches us that separate physical entities are required for multiple malkas, and they're not in this case. The Braisa teaches that if a Kohen has relations with a woman who is an almana, a grusha, a chalala, and a zona, if these events occurred to her in the above order, he's chai for all four. Now this Tana holds that generally ein iser chal al iser. A prohibition does not take effect upon another prohibition, but iser mosiv esle. He holds a more expansive prohibition does take effect. The Gemara explains how the above order is progressively more expansive. And pointing with you, Rav Papa asked Abaya, if a Yisrael had relations with his sister, does she become a chalala? Do we say a kavachomer that since a woman becomes a chalala through relations of a mere love, meaning kahuna prohibitions, then certainly she would through relations punishable by charis, or do we say that she only becomes a chalala through a kahuna prohibition? He answered, ein chalala elam iser kahuna. There is no chalala except as a result of kahuna prohibitions. This is derived from the extra word chalala written by a kohen gadol's prohibitions. Rav Ashi notes that if a kohen has relations with his sister, she becomes a zona, but not a chalala as above. Rav Ashi notes that if a kohen has relations with his sister, she becomes a zona, but not a chalala. If he has relations with her again, then she becomes a chalala, since she was a zona at the time of the second relations. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ein Zayin, and her standard siman is an Aes, a goat. A goat. So here goes. The sad bas chala walking her goat, who just found out she was usher to kahuna forever, came across an almana sitting on a goatskin mat, mourning the passing of her third husband, being comforted by an almana who became a chalala as a result of an iser, kahuna. Once again, slow motion. The sad bas chala walking her goat, that must be more duff, ein zayin, a's. The sad bas chala walking her goat, who just found out she was usher to kahuna forever, which reminds us, the Nes Mishnah states, Bas Chalal Zachar Pesul Min HaKahuna La'olam, the daughter of a male Chalal is disqualified from HaKahuna forever, meaning even many generations later. Yisrael Shanasa Chalala, but a Yisrael who married a Chalala, Bito Kasher HaKahuna, his daughter, is fit for Kahuna. This distinction is based on the Pasuk, Lo Yachal Zar Ba'amav, he shall not profane his offspring among his people, from a Gezer Shava of Ba'amav, from the prohibition for a Kohen to become Tamei, from a corpse, which only applies to Mel Kohanim. So the sad Bas Chalal walking her goat, who just found out she was Aser to Kahuna forever, came across an almana sitting on a goatskin mat, mourning the passing of her third husband, which reminds us, a brisa teaches almana, almana, almana. A kohen who has relations with a widow, and a widow, eno chayv ela achas, is only chayv to one set of malkas. The case is a woman who is widowed from three different husbands, mau detema hari shemus mechulakim, where you might have said that she is prohibited by three separate titles of prohibition because each widowhood is a result from three different husbands. Kamashmon gupi mechulakim bi'inun v'leika. So the brisa teaches that separate physical entities are required for multiple malkas, and they are not in this case. So the sad bas chala walking her goat, who just found out she was usher to kahuna forever, came across an almana sitting on a goatskin mat, mourning the passing of her third husband, being comforted by a woman who became a chalala as a result of an iser kahuna, which reminds us a chalala is only a result of an iser kahuna, not an iser karis. So once again, the sad bas chala walking her goat, who just found out she was usher to kahuna forever, came across an almana sitting on a goatskin mat, mourning the passing of her third husband, being comforted by a woman who became a chalala as a result of an iser kahuna. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf ein gimel. So the simmer daf ein gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The ostrich egg farmer ostrich egg, that must learn daf ein gimel, giant ostrich egg. The ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, which reminds us, Gemara brings malchokas, if a ger can marry a mamzeres. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeres while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father, which reminds us the prohibition of a shtuki, one whose father is unknown. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeres while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father, when all of a sudden a man and a woman snatched a lost boy off the street claiming to be his parents, and were believed. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, Shloshin emanim ma'alter, three people are believed only when they testify immediately. And they are one who testifies about an asufi, a midwife, and one releasing her fellow woman from need of concerns. The first was explained by Rav, Kozman Shabashuk, as long as the child is in the street, aviv imo ne'emanim alav, his father and mother are believed to claim he's their child. But once he's gathered in from the street, he's considered an asufi and requires full testimony. Daf ein dalet. So the simmer daf ein dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The seller who is told in the witness stand, that must be more daf ein dalet, aid. The seller, who was told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, which reminds us, it was thought in Bryce that where two people are arguing over who bought an item, the seller is believed to identify the true buyer. This is only where the merchandise is still in the seller's possession, because it's his responsibility to complete the transaction and give it to the buyer, and so is careful to remember him. Once it left his possession, he's no longer granted special believability because he is less careful to remember the buyer once he fulfilled his responsibility. So the seller, who was told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call a shtuki a baduki, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph taught that Abishua called a shtuki a baduki, an examine one. Abishua holds that if we ask his mother and she says that she had relations with a genealogical fit man, she's believed even where most of the people in the city would render her child unfit for kahuna. So the seller was told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call a shtuki, a baduki, who ran through the courtroom to see the chuppah taking place outside of an almoni ger marrying a mamzeres, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches, ko asurin levo b'kahal, all those forbidden to enter the congregation, mitam levo zebazeh, are permitted to marry one another. Rava ultimately explains that Ammoni or Moabi ger are the ones forbidden to enter the congregation that the Mishnah permits to marry other such people, such as mamzerim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibits converts to marry mamzerim, would agree that these gerim, who are prohibited to legitimate Jews, are permitted to mamzerim. Daf Ayin Hey, so the Zimmer Daf Ayin Hey is an Amma Aretz. The Amma Aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Hey, Amma Aretz. The Amma Aretz, who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the kahuna, which reminds us, a Braisa presents three opinions about which people disqualify a woman to kahuna through relations. The Gemara explains that all agree that the rule is modeled after an almana who marries a Kohen Gadol, the source of a woman becoming disqualified. So the Amma Aretz, who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the kahuna, for God who is Safek Mamzer can marry, which reminds us, Rav ruled like Rabbi Elazar that a Safek Mamzer cannot marry a certain Mamzeris, nor a Safek one. Shmuel argued that the halacha should follow Hillel, who taught that 10 categories of Yuchas ascended from Bavo, and all people forbidden to the Kahal may marry each other. So the Amma Aretz, who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the kahuna, for God who is Safek Mamzer can marry, and then tried to set up a kusi with a kusis, which reminds us, Belezer taught kusi lo yisa kusis. A kusi cannot marry kusis, although they are members of the same nation. He holds they cannot marry each other because some are unfamiliar with the laws of marriage, leading to some invalid divorces and subsequent mamzerim. Since the descendants of those familiar with the laws were not mamzerim, no kusi can marry another. Daf Ayin Vav. So the siman Daf Ayin Vav is an IV tube, intravenous tube. So here goes. The great-great-grandmother on IV, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Vav. The great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a nosi isha kohenes, one who wishes to marry a woman who's a kohenes, sarach livdoch achareh arbi imaos shen shmona. He must investigate four of her mothers, meaning female ancestors, as well as their mothers to determine if any is forbidden to the kahal, which is eight altogether, as the Mishnah delineates. So the great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, showed a picture of her ancestor who sat on the Sanhedrin, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the ancestors of a member of Sanhedrin do not require investigation. The reason is, Kashem Shebeis and Menukim B'tzedek, just as Beis must be clean in justice, Kach Menukim Mikomum, so they must be clean from any genealogical blemish. So the great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, showed a picture of her ancestor who sat on the Sanhedrin to the rabbi of a town who took care of the spiritual needs while Ger's son managed the town's physical needs, which reminds us, Rav Yosef holds that a Ger's son whose mother is Jewish is considered mekerev echecha in your brother's midst. Therefore, when it comes to splitting up responsibilities of authority in a town, Rabbi, who was a great man, was told he should manage the spiritual needs of the town, and his host, who was a convert's son, should manage its physical needs. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuffy learned a seller is not believed to say who he sold an item to after the item leaves his possession? That's on Daf Ein Dalet. Good. Number two. Which of the one who wants to marry a Kohenes must investigate eight of her imahos? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Number three. Which of the one Abbas Chalal Zachar is pasul to Kohuna forever? That's on Daf Ein Sein. Good number four. Wish that the one Rebbe Lezer taught that a Kusi could not marry a Kusis. That's on Daf. Ein Hey. Good number five. Wish that the one descendants of a member of Sanhedrin do not need to be investigated regarding Yichus. That's on Daf. Ein Vav. Good number six. Wish that the one Abba Shaul called a Shtuki a Baduki. That's on Daf. Ein Dal. Good number seven. Wish that when a woman only becomes a chalala from a nisar kahuna, not a nisakaris. That's on Daf. Ein Zayin. Good number eight. Wish that we have three opinions about which people disqualify a woman to a kahuna through relations. That's on Daf. Ein Hey. Good number nine. Wish that we learn that a kohen who has relations with a triple amana is only chayv one set of malchus. That's on Daf. Ein Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss positions of authority for gerim? That's on Daf. Ein Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.